If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
You have opened the door for the miraculous, and now we boldly step in.
You are invited to join Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and the Bethel Deliverance International Church for Fall Revival 2015. Come and hear a powerful word of hope and restoration with guest speaker Dr. Mark Sharona from Church on the Living Edge of Longwood, Florida.
That word holy means totally set apart. There's nothing we have in our life experience that can relate to holiness until we have an encounter with the Holy One.
Services will take place on Thursday, October 22nd, and Friday, October 23rd, 7:30 p.m. Bethel Deliverance International Church is located at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, PA. For more information, call 215-885-2585. That's 215-885-2585, or visit them online at betheldeliverance.org.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
This is not that difficult. And the Bible says God will give you favor. God will give you favor. I went to a Marriott hotel down in Dallas. I had to go to Dallas to meet with some pastors, and I was down in Dallas, and I stay at the hotel right there at the airport. And so I had gone online and made my reservation, and they have me down, you know, as Bishop Eric Lambert, and I made my reservation, and I wanted this room. I like room, so I wanted this king bedroom, you know, and so I get to the airport, and it was late. My flight was getting in there later than I thought, and so I get there, and I go into the place, and the lady comes in. She says, "Oh, Bishop Lambert," she says, "you have a so-and-so room." I said, "Yes, I do." She said, "You know, we're going to upgrade you to a suite." I was only going to be there one night. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So I get the key card. I go upstairs. I open the door. They didn't upgrade me to a suite. They upgraded me to a presidential suite. God went before me and said, "That's my boy. That's my boy. And I'm no better than you. You're still subject to the same favor. All you got to do is walk humble." See, when you walk humble, God will exalt you. Peter said, you add to your knowledge self-control. Control yourself. You don't have to go around and promote yourself. You don't have to go around and push yourself. You don't have to do that. God will promote you. You can be in the back of the line waiting for a table in a restaurant, and they stick their head out and say, "You, back there, come on up." And you say, "Me? Yeah, come on. What you want?" The owner said to bring you in and give you a seat. Favor. God's favor. If you walk in humility and keep yourself from becoming arrogant, God will open doors for you. God will open doors for you that the devil can't shut. I was watching a television show one day, and a commercial came on. And there's a car dealership up in Jenkintown, Abington area. And this commercial came on, and they talked about this lady who won a car. And I said, "Ooh, that's nice." And when they put the camera on her, she's a member of my church. When I saw her the next week, I said, "Hey, I saw you on TV." Favor. Watch this. God had her wait to go in at the right time to get that car. You serve the same kind of God. You better learn how to follow his leading, because God may tell you one day, just go to the Mercedes dealer and get a keychain. And when you walk in, the bells go off and they say, "You're the 1,000,000th customer. Here, you're getting a new ML350. That's the kind of God we serve. Favor is mine. And you can expect it. Don't trip over it now that I've told you. Go out expecting it. Wake up in the morning. All right, Lord, where's your favor? Ask him, "Lord, where are the benefits? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Where are the benefits, Lord? Lead me in paths devil steal your mind. Don't let him put negative thoughts in your mind. You are a child of the Most High God. You are blood bought, blood washed. You are the top, not the bottom. You are the head, not the tail. You are the front, not the back. You are a victor, not a victim. You are blessed, not cursed. I was in Washington attending a seminar on building, and the man who was doing the teaching, his family is one of the most predominant builders on the East Coast. And so they run these programs for pastors who want to build churches and programs to help them do what they need to do. And so he was telling his father has basically turned the businesses over to his older sons. And they have a phenomenal office building in Atlanta. And so one day this guest came, wanted to see the operation and, you know, connect with them from a business perspective. And his grandson, the owner's great-grandson, was there. So it would be one of the son's child. And he was in there running around, rolling his car all over the floor. And so the visitor was sitting there in the lobby, looking at this little boy get up, run into the offices, roll his car all around, and just act, you know, like a child. So when this guy came out and shook the visitor's hand and took him in the office, and the visitor says, "Who is that child running around here acting like he owns the place?" He looked at him and said, "He does." Do you know that's what God is saying to you? You ought to walk around like you own the place. The earth is the Lord's and you're his child. You shouldn't be on welfare when your father is multi-rich. You ought to walk around and say, "My God shall supply my need. Not Obama, not the Congress, my God." Put your confidence in the Lord. You walk around like you own it. How do you leave a sugar daddy like that? Wakes you up in the morning, kept your heart beating all night long. Devil was outside your door planning to go in, and God said, "Back up off of here, you snaggletooth rascal. Back away from my child." Then when you get up, plants an angel and says, "Stay with them all day. Don't let the devil get the best of them." When sickness wants to hit your body, he sends his word and heals them. Devil will come in and tell you you have a lump, tell you you have certain signs, and he'll tell you you have cancer. You tell the devil, "There shall no evil befall me, nor any plague come nigh my dwelling. 1,000 will fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh me. I am a child of the living God. I am." This is what Peter is telling you to do. Add these things. Add the knowledge of who God is. Add the power of what God has given you. Add the self-control. And then, he said, to your self-control, add perseverance. What is perseverance? I ain't quitting. My daughter and I like movies. And we look at movies differently than everybody else. We look at them with an analytical eye. We investigate the plot. We pick out the characters. We'll get to a certain point. We'll look at each other and say, "This is slow." And we'll sit there and act like we have remote controls. But we stay till the end. Say, "Why you stay till the end if it's so bad?" "I paid $12. Well, 10 with my AARP membership. Look, you can talk about AARP all you want to. That means I'm over 50, but after you settle into that bad boy, do you honor AARP? You asking for your blessing. Oh, I hear the Holy Ghost. You have benefits that come to you when you reach a certain age. God said you have benefits that come to you when you reach a certain age in Christ. The devil can't put stuff on you because you have benefits. Perseverance. Tell somebody, don't quit. Tell somebody, just stay and see how it ends. You know what perseverance is? We call it the second wind. when you're walking on a treadmill or walking outside or running and you get that pain in your side, everything in your body is saying quit. But the goal that you have set, you haven't reached it yet. You said, I'm going to run 5 miles, and you're at 3.5, and that pain hits you. An experienced runner says, run the pain out. Stay with it until you reach your goal. That's what God is saying. When you signed on, you said, I want to make heaven my home. Don't let the devil talk you into quitting till you make your destination. Don't quit just because there's some turbulence. Don't give up just because there's a battle. Don't stop just because you're in a fight. Keep on going. Tell the devil, I'm not giving up. I'm going to stand right here. Perseverance. Perseverance. You may have to stand with tears in your eyes, but stand anyway. You may have to stand with pain in your heart, but stand anyway. You may have to feel like God has let you down, but stand anyway. Even though you don't like what you're going through, love who's going through it with you. Add to your perseverance godliness, holiness. Live right. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We have character flaws. We have closeted issues. Sometimes we're just blatantly disobedient. But do what David did in Psalm 51. Don't blame anybody else. David said, Lord, I just sinned against you. He didn't say if Bathsheba had bathed in her house and instead of being outside, if she wasn't so fine, I wouldn't have fallen. No, he didn't say it was her fault. He said, I've sinned against you. Now you forgive me. You see, godliness isn't perfection. If you fall, fall forward and fall upward. And get yourself to church early and come down to the altar. Let people think you're trying to get a breakthrough from God and what you're really looking for is forgiveness. Don't let the devil talk you into, well, you messed up yesterday. Stay home. No, no, no. You had a drink last night. Bring your drunk self to church. Just get a whole lot of banaka. You got high last night. You were slinging some rocks. Just bring your high self to church. Half the people will think you're in the spirit anyway. But the worst thing you can do is stay home and feel sorry for yourself. All right, you messed up. Bring it to God. Come, let us reason together. Let's talk this thing out. You don't know how much he loves you. I look at God as such a father that when you mess up, he says, come, let's talk about it. Come on, let's talk about it. I'm not going to beat you up. I'm not going to condemn you. I'm going to wash you. Add to your godliness, brotherly kindness. That means treat people right. You knew how to treat people. Basic charitable actions, kindness, and decency. And that's what he's saying here. Brotherly kindness. Be nice to people. 1 Corinthians 13. And listen to what he says. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, if they grow, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have these attributes, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
09215A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news. Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE, Channel 51, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH, Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.